You're holding Daf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph on top. And Lishal was, how do we know that the Mincha Chavitim that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day that has even Doicha Shabbos? So therefore we darshin that Abayu Omer Kodah Pasuk says Soilas Mincha Tomid. So on top the Gemara says now means Hareyu Kemincha Tomidim, that the Chavitim Kohen Gadol is like a Korban HaTomid. Just like the Korban HaTomid is Doicha Shabbos, who are then the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol is also Doicha Shabbos. Rabba says, Al Machavas, the Pasuk says, Melamed Shetuna Kli, that you have to put it inside a Kli, that the Minchas Machavas has to have a Kedushas Kli, you have to put it into a Kli Shoros, and Mela gets a Kedushas Aguf. So therefore he says, V'yof Olam Yesmol, if you would bake the Minchas of Kohen Gadol on Erev Shabbos, and that was the question, who says you're allowed to bake it and make it on Shabbos? Maybe you should bake it on Erev Shabbos. So the answer is no, that if you would bake it in the Esma on Erev Shabbos, if Soleil Belina, it would have a soul of Lina, that since you have to bake it in the Kli Shoros, the Ma'al Al-Machvas, Shetuna Kli, and the Kli Shoros gives the Kedusha Saguf, so it has to be used up that day, or be a Psalina if you leave it over till tomorrow. So Pshita, therefore, you have to make it on Shabbos. That's also reason to say why the Chavita Kohen Gadol is Doicha Shabbos. Tanika Vosa the Rava, bring a proof like Rava, that it says Al Machabas, that the Chavitim is called Al Machabas, which we darshin Malamid, Shetun and Kli, that you have to put it inside a Kli Shoros. Then the Pasuk says Bashemin, it says Al Machabas, Bashemin, Teyosa. So what does the word Bashemin mean? So it comes to tell us, Lohisaf Lashemin, that you have to add Ishemin oil into the Soren of the Kohen Gadol. But v'eni yodeya kama, do not know how much shemen, how much oil he has to add into this isorin. So reini dam, let's learn it out from someplace else. Nemo kan shemen, it says the word shemen here by this chavit Kohen Gadol. V'nemo lahalan b'minchas nesochim shemen, says by regular minchas nesochim, the mincha that's brought with the korban oil. It also says the word shemen. Says by the nesochim, the shemen that's brought with the korban atomid, it says the word shemen, v'nemal halam v'minchas nesachim shemen, is so mal halam, just like by the korban atomid, when they brought the mincha, how much shemen was with it? Shloishes lugin, li sarin, there is three lugin for the sarin, because it says a roiva hin. So Rashi says a roiva, a quarter of a hin, is gimel lugin, because a hin is yudbeis lugin. And the pasuk says roiva hin, so you have to put three lugin of shemen to the sarin of flour. So maybe yafkan here also. By this mincha of the chavit, the Kohen Gadol brings, maybe also shloishes lugin li sarin, for the sarin of flour that he brings, you also have to have three lugin of shemen. That's one way to learn out. Or maybe klach v'derazu. Let's learn out this way. The nema kan shemen. True, it says here by the chavit, the Kohen Gadol, it says the word shemen. V'nema b'minchas nedova shemen. When the regular person brings in a nedova, it also says the word shemen. Rashi says v'yitzak oleh shemen. If so, mal alin lug echod, it's enough to bring just one lug of shemen for the sarin. So maybe yavkan here also by the chavit Kohen Gadol. Maybe yavkan lug echod, it's enough to have one lug of shemen. So Moses says, if so, nearer, let's see, lemidoyna, where should we learn out this chavit in this mincha of the Kohen Gadol? Should we learn it out from the minchas nesachim? Or she will learn out from Ramichas Nadova. The Gemara says, Donin Tabasht, Mi Tabasht. What does that mean to say, Todir, that both come every single day? The Minchas Nesachim of a Korban Atomen and Minchas Kohen Gadol. And also, Doicha Shabbos, they're both Doicha Shabbos. And Doicha Tumah, they're both Dwar Petumah. But, so therefore, it's Mustafa to learn out the Minchas Kohen Gadol from Minchas Nesachim. And V'yein Donin Tabasht, do not learn out these in Yana from a Kohen Gadol. Mishena Tabash from Minchas Nedova, that's not Toicha Shabbos, it's not brought for Tumah, it's not other. So don't learn out from Minchas Nedova, rather say you need Gimel Lugin for the Sarin. That's one Svara. Or maybe no, or Klach Lederazu, maybe learn out the other way. That Donin Yagil Miyagil, what does that mean to say? Yochid, that both the Minchas Nedova and the Kohen Gadol are both Yechidim. Avuki Minchas Nesachim, it's a Korban Sibar. Biglal Atzmo, it comes by itself. not because of a korban. A minchas mesachim of the korban atamid comes because of the korban atamid. Here the minchas kain gadol and the minchas nadava comes because of itself. And also, levoina, they both have levoina. Mashenkin Rashi says the minchas nesachim is einatayna levoina. The mincha is brought for nesachim for the korban atamid. You do not have to have levoina. So I should rather learn out the minchas kain gadol for minchas nadava. And v'yein don in yagil m'shen yagil, I should not learn out a minchas kohen gadol from a minchas nesachim. So that's the shaila, which way should we learn it out from? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael benoi, Rabbi Yechim and Baruch Reina, that the pasuk says, Seilas mincha tamid, is harei lecho k'minchas tamidim. That the pasuk before says, Astira saifa, Seilas mincha tamid, that this mincha of the kohen gadol has lecho like the tamid. Is so ma minchas tamidim, just like the minchas brought by the tamidim, gimel lugin lisorim, there are three lugin of oil for every sorin of flour, is afkan by the minchas chavit the kohen gadol, also gimel lugin lisorim, you have to have three lugin of shemen for the sorin of flour. That's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Bruka learns out, Rabbi Shmuel ben Bruka learns out to say that you need gimel lugin of shemen for the minchas kohen gadol. Rabbi Shimon says like this, Reba kan shemen. It says the next word here, it says, al machavas ba shemen. There's a Reba that you need shemen here by this minchas kohen gadol. For Reba be minchas kvosim. The same thing by minchas kvosim. Also there's a Reba that it says next to time the word shemen. Again, Reba be minchas kvosim shemen. Meaning by this minchas nesachim that you have to bring gimelugim. That's a Reba. It's more than usual. Is so mal halan shloish lugin, just like by the minchas nesachim, you have to have a ribuy of gimel lugin lisorin. Is afkan, that's a svari also by the minchas of the kohen gadol. Since the pasuk says next word by shemen, which udashti means lohistiv, you have to have more than usual shemen. It's a svari say afkan shloish lugin lisorin. You should have to have three lugim of shemen for the isorin of flour. That's one svara. Oy klach maybe no. Let's look the derech zu this way. Learn now that Rebu kan shemen. True, there's a Rebu here by minchas kohen gadol amachvas ba shemen. You have to have a special amount of shemen. Rebu by minchas porim v'yelim shemen. There's a Rebu by the minchas you bring by a porim v'yelim. That there it says, Rashi says, beiz lugin lisaron. The chsiva pash shlach lecho v'yikuv ben boker sola shleishas lisaron blulu ba shemen chatihin dain of vob lugin shtayin lisaron uvaal chsiv lea tasim yichasodosh. So it comes out that you need two lugin for the elim. So it's a, and there's a ribuy. The Mor says, "Come shem ribu minchas porim ve'elim shemen." So maybe mal alon, just like by the porim ve'elim, the din is shnei lugin lisaron. You have to have more than one, but you have to have two lugin for the saron of flour. So maybe here by the kohen gadol also, maybe afkan shnei lugin lisaron. It's enough to have two lugim of shemen for every yisarin. For maybe not, you have to have three. So that's a shalom. Where do we learn out from? From minchas nesachim to have three lugim, or from the mincha by the porim and the elim, it's enough to have gimel lugim of shemen. So where it says again, nira letzi lemidoyim, where should we rather learn out the mincha of the kohen gadol? So don in mincha bo yisarin, the mincha bo yisar bi yisarin. Learn out this mincha of the kohen gadol, just like the mincha that comes with the korban atamid, that it's only nisarin a flower. Therefore, both should have to have gimelugim of shemen. But v'yein don and mincha bo yisaron, do not learn out this mincha of the kohen gadol that comes in yisaron of flour, mi mincha bo beis v'gimel esrainim, from the mincha that comes with the par and the yelim, because there's two and three yisarons of flour. There's more flour. So do not learn out this din from that din. So this is the biggest svar. This is another way to learn out that about the mincha of the kohen gadol is more done with the mincha of the sachim. Since they both come with Yisorin, and you do not learn out from the Purim V'elim, because there it comes with Gimel Yisorin. Give Beis or Gimel Yisorin. Now the Gemara says, Agufa Kasha, the Kasha is Brisa to start off with. Or Mata, we're starting off the Brisa by saying, the Pasuk says, your next word, Amachabas, Pashemin, is Loisav, Lo Shemin. So that you have to have a bigger amount of Shemin. And so, Vaditani, then we say, Nema Kan Shemin, for Nema Beminchas Nadav Shemin. You have to learn out the minchas kohen gadol from a regular minchas nedava. That there all you have to have a lug of shemen. So what's the habmin if you say here by kohen gadol you have to have a lug? That's pshuti, you have to have at least a lug. The shalom is the pasuk says the word by shemen, it's a ribu, you have to have more than just one. So what's the habmin if you say it should be doyim to minchas nedava, just one lug of shemen? Some rabbi abayis like this, enech nami, man tan, who's the tano? That Bashem and Loisif, then it says the extra word here, Machmas Bashem. So, Enoch Nami, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the word Bashem is Loisif, the Enoch Nami, there was no half minute to learn out Minchas Kohen Gadol from a regular Minchas Nadova. But the Pshaft the more before was going to read the Lord Nemakama, that Ovedina Mankum Hadr, like who is the one that learns not like Rabbi Shimon? And the Pshaft is then Mukama to learn out the Ikar Adin, how much Shemen do you need here by the Minchas Kohen Gadol, and it's not a ribui. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is not, his holds that Shemen is not a ribui. It's only coming to tell us what's the Ikar amount of Shemen, the Kaveyat Alocha. Shenechnami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there would be half minute to learn out Minchas Chavit to Kohen Gadol from a regular Minchas Nedavah. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna Bret Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Kula Rabbi Shmuel Binoi Sharab Yechim and Brukehi. This whole thing goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. Vokikov, this is what the price means to say. Ba'ashemen, when the Pesach says Ba'ashemen here by Minchas Kohen Gadol, Lo'isef lo'ashemen. It comes to say there's an extra amount of shemen. Because the likvo yashemen, it only comes to teach us the ikatvias of shemen itself. Lo'itzarach, for that I would not need a Pesach. Kivon, because the chsiv day. Since the Pesach says Al-Machavas, it says Al-Machavas in the frying pin, Keminchas Machavas Damya. So from that word alone, I would know it means like a regular Minchas Machavas, that you have to have at least a Luk Shemen. If so, what is the Pesach saying by Shemen for? It must mean Loisav Lo Shemen. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. El Lekvoya Lo Shemen. Maybe no, maybe still when the Pesach says the word by Shemen, it's coming to teach us that you need Shemen altogether here. Why? Because the Lord calls the Rachamon of Hashem, if the Pesach wouldn't have said this extra word Bashemin, I would have maybe thought Havamino Tevi Kiminchas Chaita. Maybe even though it says Al Machavas, maybe it means to say that the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol is like a Minchas Chaita. So maybe you would not have to have Shemin at all. That's what the Brice is talking about. We have to know whether the Pesach Bashemin has come to teach us that Bechlal you need Shemin, or whether it's come to teach us that Rebbe you need more than just Amalug. Here's Odama, then he says, even if you want to say yes, that this word Bashemin has come to teach us Bechlal, that you have to have Shemin by the Minchas Machavas, still, let's learn now from a limud to say that Minchas Machavas, that Minchas Kohen Gadol has to have Gimel Lugin of Shemin. V'dan Dino, so first he wants to learn out from the Alocha. V'layasle, he could learn out from a Pesach. And therefore, therefore needs a post to teach us Selas Minchas Tomid Kidemasain Rabbi Shmuel Milsei, like Rabbi Shmuel ends off his Alocha. And that's the Psham Rabbi Shmuel. That's like it's out of having me to say maybe Shemin is Yeribui, maybe Shemin is not a Ribui, maybe it's only coming to Kaveyam. If Shemin is only come to teach us you have to have Shemin, then how do we know you have to have a Ribui? You have to have Gimalugin? That learns out of him. It says Selas Minchas Tomid, that this Minchas Kohen Gadol is like the Mincha Brov of Kavan HaTomid. And just like that Mincha has to have Gimulugim, here also by the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, you have to have Gimulugim Shemin. Now the Gemara says that Rabba Merabba says, no, I'll tell you Kula Rabbi Shimon. This old price goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And then Echlam, even though he says the word by Shemin is a Ribui, still there was a half minute to learn out that this Mincha is like the Mincha Nedava. And what he meant to say was like this, V'ilu lo nema kamar. If it wouldn't have said the word Bashem Vavri kamar, Bashem loisav lo Shem, enech nami. The word Bashem means to say, Rebu, you have to have more than the regular amount of Luk Shemin, but here you have to have Gimulugim. Di Luk Vei lo Shem, because if the word Bashem is only come to teach us that you have to have Shemin altogether, like do not think it's like a Minchas Choyta, Leit Sarach, that I do not need a Pesach. Kivu Nichsiv Bo, Al Machavas, since the Pesach said this, Al Machavas, it's k'machvas damya, that at least this mincha of a Kohen Gadol is like a regular mincha kudav of a machavas, that you have to have shemen. So, v'yad shelo yomer shemen b'shemen yesh li b'din. But then he also speaks out that even without the extra word v'shemen, still I would know from a din, a svarat learn out the have to have gimel. V'dandino. So first you want the seminar svaro that you have to have gimel lug in shem bar tzminkus kohen gadol. But lo yasilei, if they not come out with some svaro, some kavachaymer, he cannot learn out one from the other. And therefore, what's his maskoner of Shimon? V'yatzrich b'shemen and echnamitak. He needs the word b'shemen to teach us a ribui. For now, machavas, I know that this minzah for sure needs shemen. Now, when the pasuk says b'shemen, it means not only a regular lug, but it means more. Hod Roman, then he says, tehev kiminchas parum v'yelam. Maybe I could learn it out even without the extra word shemen. Maybe without the extra word b'shemen, I could learn out that this minchas kain godos like a minchas of parum v'yelam. That you need at least days lugim of shemen. Hod Roman, then he says, no, donan mincha haboy saren. About this more besvot, learn out that mincha bobi sorin, mincha bobi sorin. So echnami, the word yelim would learn it out from mincha nisachim. That there also you need gimelugim, here also you need gimelugim. So echnami, slamaisi, you couldn't learn out from the word bashemen, but the more before learning out, even without the word bashemen, there are other words to learn out. But that's the maskana, that the maisa by the minchas kain gadol, you have to have gimel ilugin of shemen. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be loy minu kain arach achatachtov? Let's say they did not appoint another kain gadol. The first kain gadol died in the morning after he brought his minchas baboiker, and now in the afternoon they did not appoint another kain gadol of a chlal. It takes a while till they appoint another one. So what do we do all this time now with the rest of the minchas? Chavitim. So it says, Mishal Mihai Sekrei, but Mashmali, you still have to bring this Chavit to Kohen Gadol. Who brings it though? Who has to pay for it? So Rabbi Shimon and Mishal Tzibur. It comes Mishal Tzibur, they have to pay for it. We have Yudraim and now Mishal Yorshim, that the Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol, they have to pay for it. Ushlaim Mihai Sekrei, but Nechlema, they do not have to bring it. Machas Baboika, Machas Berev, but they can bring the whole thing. Rashi says, Shlaima Isarin Shalom Baboika. V'yisarim ben abayim kol zman shekrev mishal tzibor. When it's brought mishal tzibor, and echlami, then both in the morning and in the afternoon, it's brought b'shleimus. In other words, whether it's brought mishal tzibor or whether it's brought mishal yoshim, so that the mishnah be mechadish now that when you don't have a kohen gadol and stam they're bringing it, then it has to be brought a shalom. A whole yisarim has to be brought b'boika, and a whole yisarim has to be brought ben abayim. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, learned like this. Kohen Gadol Shemes, in case where Kohen Gadol died. Follow me, no Kohen Achatachtov, and in between the time until they appoint another Kohen Gadol, that is what this while that takes, until they appoint another Kohen Gadol. So, Minayin, how do we know? Shetei Minchos Akrevim Mishal Yoshim, that still the Minchas Chavitim has to be brought every single day, and who has to pay for this Mincha? The Yoshim, the children of the Kohen Gadol. Tamulayim, this the pasuk says, "Vehakoyin haMashiach tachtov is mibon of Yasoi soy." From his children, we should do this. Meaning to say, in a case where there's no kohen gadol, his children from the yoshim, they have to pay to have the mincha brought every single day. Yochlai would have thought to say, "Yakrivenu chatzoyim." Now that it's brought every day, we should bring half of the yisorim babayka and half of the yisorim ben abayin the same way the kohen gadol would do it. And this Tamulayim, no, the pasuk says, "Oisa." Means kula v'lechetzia. It says mibon of yasa oisa mashmit the whole thing. That you only have to bring one isorin a day, the whole thing, and not shnei chatzoyim. Smar says dibur Reb Yehuda. These are the words of Reb Yehuda that the yoshim have to pay for this minchas chavitim. Rabbi Shimon says the pasuk says choyk oilam in the same pasuk, which means to say mishal oilam. That no, it's brought Mishal Tzibur, Rashi says, meaning Mitrumas Aleshcha. Mishal Oilam means when there's korban from the Tzibur, Mitrumas Aleshcha, that's the money that has to take, that's the money that's used to pay for the Minchas Chavitim. Then the Pesach says, Kolo Taktir, the whole thing has to be burnt. That Shetei Kula Bihak Torah, the whole thing has to be burnt. No part of it is eaten, there's no Shirayim to be eaten by the Kohen Gadol. Or else Rashi says, it means to say also, Shleim Mabloch HaTzoyim, that the whole thing has to be brought at one time and not half in the morning, half in the evening. Since there's no Kohen Gadol now, it's brought b'shleimus. Now the Gemara says, V'hai ha-Kohen ha-Mashiach, li'ochu du'yos, it's true that this pasuk is coming to teach us that the children have to bring the mincha for miboyle. We need this pasuk l'kratani like we learned. Zeh korbin aron obonov, ashe yakrivu la'ashem b'yom mimoshach oisoi, that the yom ha-chinuch,
when a Kohen first starts to do the Avodah, he also has to bring his Minchat Chavitim. Now, Yochai would have thought to say, Aaron of one of Makrivim, Korban Echod, it'd be enough both Aaron and the Kohen Gadol and his children, the first day when they have the Chinuch, that they need this Minchat Chavitim, maybe it's enough for them to be Yotze with their fathers, with the Kohen Gadol's Mincha. Talmud Lehm, this pasuk says, no, Ashi Ekrivu Lashem, means Aaron Bifnei Atzmoy, Ubonav Bifnei Atzmoy, that Aaron has to bring his own Minchat Chavitim, and his children also, a regular Kohen Hedyut, the first day when he starts to do the Avoid, is Yom HaChinuch, he also has to bring a special Minchas Chavitim. So we dash in, Bonav Elokanim Hedyotis. So Atoim, you're telling me, Kahanim Hedyotis, it means that Kohen Hedyut also has to bring Beshasis Chinuch, a Minchas Chavitim. Or Yehine, maybe not that way, Elokanim Gedol, maybe the pasuk only means that Kohen Gadol has to bring this Minchas Chavitim. When the pasuk says V'akoyin haMashiach tachta mibonov, haray Kohen Gadol amar. There's the pasuk that said that Kohen Gadol has to bring this Minchas Chavitim. If so, Homani mekayim, what do we do with the first pasuk of Bonov, that the children also? So now we darshan Elu Kanim had Yoytes, teaches to the regular Kohen also. The Yom Chinuch, when he starts to do the Avodah, he also has to bring the special Mincha. So where it says Mekayim, if so, Lichtov Kurlot the pasuk say haKoyin haMashiach tachtov. The pasuk should have said, "Bon of Yase." Just should have said, "Hakoyin haMashiach tachtov bon of Yase." My bimbon, my mi bonov. What's the pasuk? What's the notion of mi bonov? Ishamet minay tachtov. Here we hear two things. Hanachnami b'shach. The Kohen Gadol is alive. It's his mincha to be brought. But after the Kohen Gadol is niftan, you don't have a new Kohen Gadol yet. The pasuk says, "Mi bonov." Mashma. Sometimes the yoshim, the children himself, have to pay for the mincha chavitim. When is that? That's when the Kohen Gadol died, before they appointed another one, so it's brought Mishal Yoshim. So these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Then was the question, Rabbi Shimon, Hai Oysa Mayavadle, what does Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk when it says Oysa? Shemor says, Mi boyle Rabbi Shimon needs this pasuk, Le Kohen Gadol Shemes, Umino Acha Tachtav, and they appointed another Kohen Gadol. So now when you have a second Kohen Gadol, Shelo Yovi Chatzi Yisor Mi Beisoi, that he cannot just bring a Chatzi Yisor from his house. In other words, the first Kohen Gadol brought a Chatzi Yisor in Baboika. Then he was Nifta. Now they appoint a second Kohen Gadol. So he has to bring now a Chatzi Yisor in Ben Abayim. So it's not enough for him just to bring a Chatzi Yisor and a flower from his house. And also, Veloi Chatzi Yisor in Sharishan, he cannot use the other half from the morning's Kohen Gadol. But rather now, as we had before, he has to bring the whole Yisurin in the afternoon and use only half of it. That's what Rabbi Shimon does with this Pasuk of Oysa. Not to teach us that it comes Mibonov, but just teach us that he has to bring his own Yisurin, the complete Yisurin, when he starts off in the afternoon. Let him make the drasha from the Vav Umachatiso. As we said before, we dash in this Machatiso Berav. Samar says, Vav Ledarash, Rabbi Shimon does not dash in the Vav. So he needs this pasuk to teach us that halacha, that we appoint another Kohen Gadol that day, in the afternoon he has to bring a complete Yisurin. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Chai Koilom, Hai Yavid Lei. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk Chai Koilom? He said that when the Kohen Gadol dies, the mincha is brought from the Yorshim. If so, what do we do with the pasuk Chai Koilom, which is mashma that they brought from Mishal Tibur? So he says, Chuka Lielom Tei. There's a chukka that should always be. Rashi says that a mitzvah zun heges l'dervis, that this mitzvah should always be knowing, not only b'sman Aaron, but l'dervis also. Then Kule talked to Lomali, what only the pastor said, all things should be burnt. So miboy l'katan, like we learned, ein liye l'liyoy no minchas kohen gadol b'kol ha'tokter. And this mincha of the kohen gadol, it says Kule talked to those things should be burnt. V'tachtoyno, the next mincha talks about minchas kohen hedyut. A regular Kohen Hedyut brings a mincha. The other pasuk says, "Beloy teichel." There's not allowed to eat from it. There's no shirayim, not allowed to eat from the shirayim. So by the Kohen Gadol it says like the mitzvah says that all things should be burnt, and by the Kohen Hedyut it says his mincha loy teichel, not allowed to eat from it. So minan, how do we know liten esayim shalzeh bezeh v'yasayim shalzeh bezeh, that both halachos apply to both, that the mitzvah is by both of them a mincha, Kohen Gadol and a regular mincha that a Kohen Hedyut brings. His private mincha has to be kulu taktir. The whole thing has to be burnt. There's a mitzvah that has to burn the whole thing. And also there's a lav not hit from it. How do we know this? Talmudom, the Pasuk says, kolol kolol gzeira shava. That's his extra word, kolol tokter here, for gzeira shava. The Nema kind of says over here, kolol, the Nema lahalan kolol. If so, makan bekolol tokter, is af lahalan bekolol tokter. That's what we do with this extra Pasuk here. Umal lahalan litan loisase alachilosoi, that's like bakrein hedjit. If a kohen would eat from the shirayim, he'd be over a lav. Is af kani also by kohen gadol? Litan loisase alachilosoi, it's a lav not to eat from the kohen gadol's mincha. Now the Gemara says, so up until now, we had a machlokes from Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Where does this minchas chavita come on the kohen gadol's mace? Does it come from the yarshim like Rabbi Yehuda says? Rabbi Shimon says no, it comes from Mishal Tziba. Now the Gemara says, is that true? V'sov Rabbi Shimon Mishal Tziba diraisa. That means the rice of the minchas kohen gadol comes mishal tziba from trumas alishra. We have the kohen gadol's nifta. If you have tonight, we learn like this. Amr Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says shiva devarim. There are seven things. He is kinu bezdin. The bezdin made a takana. Mash mitzani mit rabbanin. V'zeh echad men. This is one of them. That are the kechavim sheisholach oilosoy memdina sayom. If a goy sent a korbanelo from Medina sayom outside Eretz Yisrael. So, sholach imo nesachim. If the guy sent along nesachim, very good. Chayvim mishaloi will take it from his own money, from his, where his that he sent. But if you love, in case the guy did not send the nesachim and mincha to be brought with his korban elah, chayvim mishal tzibur. That the tzibur spends money to take out the money from the tzibur to bring the mincha and nesachim for the guy's korban. And the same thing with chayn ger shemei, so the ger died. So again, Yeshtoin is talking Kreve Mishaloi. If he had money or he had flour to be brought for Mincha, we use his. V'yimlav, if he does not have it, Kreve Mishal Tziba. That's one takana, one of the seven dvorim. Another thing is, Utanai Bezdin, Utanai Bezdin, that Kohen Gadol Shemes, V'leiminu Kohen Achatachta, that did not appoint yet another Kohen Gadol. Shetei Minchosa, Kreve Mishal Tziba. That's a special takana is bezdin that the money is taken mishal tzibur. It's coming from the trumas alishcha. So who is the kasha? How could you say b'shimon all this midiraisa? And here b'shimon says this is one of the seven things that bezdin made a takana. It's tonight bezdin mash mitzoni midirabbanan not midiraisa. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avu, I tell you, shnei takanas hoyu. There were two different takanas over here. That diraisa miditzibur. Midiraisa, true, b'shimon says it's minchas kohen gadol after his mace before the appointed. The next one is also brought mishal tzibur. But kivon the chazad the kamitcha lishcha. There was a big strain upon the lishcha. The Rashi brings down the beis hamikdash shoshen the kohen gadol used to die very often. There was a big strain, a big expense for the lishcha to have to pay for it. So therefore, tkinu the rabbanan made a takana then to change it from the raisa. Was supposed to take it from the trumas alishcha, and the rabbanan made a takana the ligver miyorshim, that let the yorshim pay for it, in order to save the money from the lishcha. What happened later was kivun the chaz of the kaposhi bo, since they saw that the yorshim did not take care of it, they were pasheya, they were negligent, and they did not buy the mincha. And so ukmura the yiraisa, that was a tamay bezdin. The bezdin came now and put it back to the din the yiraisa that would take the money from the Trumas Alishka, Mishal Tzibur. So if there was no stira on Rabbi Shimon, Shimon tackles midiraisis that way, even though they were masakin differently, then they put the takana back the way it's supposed to be midiraisa. Another takana is, V'yal poro, shleye moilim b'yaforo. That there's no mila on the poraduma by its offering, as after they burn the poraduma, its ashes, when they make the mechatis, it has no meisim mila on it. So, notice the question, the Uraisi. Is that a Tekona with the Rabbonin? The Chud has to be in the Uraisa. The Tanya would learn like this. Chatesi, the Pesuk says Chatesi. Malama comes to teach us, Shemoylem Bo, that there's Isamila upon the Paraduma. That calls him on the Paraduma is alive, there's an Isamila on it. Then we dash in the Lashon of He Bo, Moylem, but Biafora ain't Moylem. There's only an Isamila upon the Paraduma itself, and not upon the Afora. Rashi says, "We are poor means Hainu, Miyosin, Zayin, Devarim." It's also one of the seven things. So Yehemelam Biaforo, Hanena Biaforo, Lo Yischayev Korvim Mila. Whoever has enough from the Afer, the ashes of the Paraduma, he not Chayev Korvim Mila. It's the Mara's question: is the Raisa? Because the Pesuk says Chatesi. Rashi says, The Parak Simala made Shemoy Limbo Kishar Chatoyis. Achlo Hoysolo Shas Hetelakanim. Marshenkin, once they burn it, once it's dead already, and then we dash down the Yaforo, there's no Isamila in my Limbo. So who it's a Stira? How could we say it's at Konam of the Rabbanon? There's no Isamila. The Chor that's Midi Rabbanon, that's Midi Raisa, that there's no Isamila. So Marin says, Amaravashi, Shtei Takonis Hebe, there are two Takonis Midi Rabbanon. And then it's about it like this. Leti Yeraisa, Midi Yeraisa, Vada Bo Moilin. There's Nisamila in the Paradum itself. But the Afor and the Afor and the Yeshes of the Paradum main Moilin. Avadi Midi Raisa, there's no Isamila. Upon the Yeshes. Not Omer the Hegdish, there's not Omer Legvoy anymore, there's no Mamitzus Legvoy anymore, there's no Isamila. But Kivon, the Chos, when the Rabbanon saw, they call Mezalzli, but the people be Mezalzl. They were like the Kravdi, Mine Lamakos, and they used to use this A for the Paraduma. They used to use it for their own wounds. They had a Maka, a wound on the hand. They would use these ashes like to heal it. If so, goes the day Mila, the Rabbanon made Xerim, the Rabbanon, there should be Nisamila upon the A for the people should not use this Tamazoi. The Kivon, the Chos, the Kaposhe, Misofik, Azois, Ukma Adi Raisa. When they saw the people were stop having a sofik hazor, means the person was a tummy mate, the din is supposed to have hazor, shlishi or shvi. Let's say you were sofik, so they were afraid to make that zois, because they heard this nisamila, so they were afraid, like a mitzvah, they don't have a chiyuv to make that zois, they'll be over nisamila. So people were afraid to make hazois min sofik. So therefore the bonnet came back and looked me at the raisa. The Bona put it back to the regular din midi raisa, that there's no isamila upon the afer of the paraduma. All right, turn over. We'll continue on. We'll do daf nun beis on the other side.